And now, here's Michelle Badusky, keeping it real.
Hey everyone, it is Michelle Badusky, keeping it real with you here on Kick FM Radio and Ed the Sox FU Network. And of course, if you're watching me, you're joining me on YouTube, Facebook, or my own website, michellebadusky.ca. Wherever you are tuning in, today is December 1st, and I'm so glad that you're here. And today we're going to talk about something that is probably on your mind. I know it's been on my mind, and that's Christmas. Now, December 1st in Manitoba looks a little different than any other year that I can remember in my entire 46-year life, and in more ways than one. So, of course, we have to talk about COVID and how that's going to impact our holiday season, but it's also been like plus one. It's been above zero for almost a whole week now, and I don't know about you, but I am loving it because it is getting me outside, which is great for our mental health, it's great for our physical health, and it stops the excuses. You know, when we sit at home and sit on the couch and it's too cold and it's all of these different things, it's really easy to get caught up in the mindset of being trapped, being isolated, all of these things that, you know, we might be feeling. But when you can get outside and get some fresh air and reconnect with nature, it just energizes all of us. And I don't know about you, but I think this weather has been a gift from Mother Nature to all of us. And it's something we desperately need right now. But other than that, December 1st normally in our family starts the beginning of the Christmas season. We have been actually preparing for Christmas for over a week now. It's been a lot of fun. And I wanted to share with you some of the things that we're doing here as a family, because I have read and I am reading a lot of really disturbing things on social media. Of course, Manitoba is in code red, is what, you know, a lot of people are calling lockdown, which isn't even close to being locked down. And there's a lot of talk about how Christmas is canceled. There's a lot of fighting about Christmas. And we just really needed to touch on that because you have time right now, December 1st, you have 24 days to make Christmas 2020 the most spectacular, amazing Christmas ever. And the one thing COVID has given us this year, if we choose to look at it that way, and I do, is a reason. It is forcing us to reconnect with each other, and it is forcing us to look at the ways that we are doing things in the past that may not have been productive to us and our family. And it's giving us an excuse to kind of get back to basics, get back to our roots. So before I get into that, let's talk about a little bit where we are with COVID right now here in Manitoba. We are seeing about 350 new cases a day on average. I think on the weekend we did spike closer to 500. We're seeing, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 deaths every single day in our province. Our test positivity rate has come down and is still at 13.4%, I think it was yesterday, 13.4%. Now, can you imagine in Ontario where cases are spiking? Ontario and Quebec are seeing skyrocketing cases, record numbers of new cases and deaths. Our hospitals are already full. We have no more capacity in our ICU. And Ontario and Quebec, their test positivity rate was only about 3%. And they're freaking, right? Because that's super high. Just like we were doing in the summer when we started tracking test positivity rate, the big thing was don't let it get over 1%. Don't let it start creeping over 2 to 3% because that's where we see a real drain on our healthcare. We're at 13.5%, and we've been here for weeks now, absolute weeks. Almost the whole month of November, we've seen hundreds of deaths, and that's it. We're done. We're at capacity. So this idea that a lot of people have that suddenly Code Red is going to be lifted in time for Christmas, which is only just 3 weeks away, I honestly can't see it happening. Even if it is lifted at some point, you know, due to business interests pressuring the government for Christmas shopping, things like that, my family won't be taking part in it because I do have immunocompromised people in my family and I am not risking their health and their lives in order to shop. So that's where I wanted to go with this. Christmas isn't about shopping. Every single year, you see it all over social media how, you know, Christmas needs to get back to the basics. It needs to start meaning what it used to mean. It needs to start, you know, being less commercial. And this year we have that prime opportunity to do exactly that. And yet we're all fighting it. And it's really kind of ironic to me. It's like those memes that you see. Would you live in this cabin in the woods alone for a year for $1 million? It's like, no, you wouldn't. You won't even stay at home for 2 weeks and watch Netflix to save a life. You know it, right? We're fighting it. We're seeing churches. Christmas season, and the churches are suing the government to stay open and hold in-person congregations, even though they know the risk to health and welfare is extreme. To me, that's not what faith is supposed to be about, and I'm not picking on any certain religion. I don't care what religion it is. If you are doing something that risks the health and welfare of the most vulnerable people in your society, you are part of the problem. And I don't care if you hide it behind mass consumerism, a COVIDiot, I don't care what you call it, even if you call it church, you're part of the problem. And this is extremely disturbing to me. And the idea that people are talking about how Christmas is canceled and it's going to be the most miserable year yet, you know what? It is what you make of it. It is absolutely what you make of it. Christmas is not canceled. If the Grinch taught us anything, it was that you can't cancel Christmas and you can't steal it. Christmas is a feeling. Christmas is a sentiment. If you are Christian, you believe it is, the birth of Christ. That was the most simplest of all Christmases. They didn't get together with extended family, they didn't roast a turkey, and they didn't have a million gifts. It was a celebration of hope and humanity. And yet that's what we're fighting against right now. I don't know. Anyways, I digress. So however your family celebrates Christmas, just because you can't get together in large groups right now, doesn't mean Christmas is canceled. It just means it has to be a little bit different. And different isn't always a bad thing. You may actually find that you are able to reconnect in ways that you kind of lost over the last few Christmases. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe you've spent too... If you're like me, I get a lot of anxiety in crowds. If you've ever seen me in a large crowd, I get really, really bitchy. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. You put me on stage talking to a crowd of 1,000 people and throw a microphone in my hand, no problem. Throw me in a shopping mall where there's lots of people all around, not interested. And you know what? That's one thing that I actually love about the way COVID has changed our shopping habits is that a lot of local retailers, and you've seen this, have pivoted to online or curbside shopping to deal with the pandemic. And we are actually able to support them now just as much as we ever did. It just doesn't mean we can't go into the store and browse. That's it. That's all it means. You can still shop. You can still buy. You can still, you know, get the gifts that you want. You might have to pick up a phone and call somebody. I did that just the other day with our local Home Hardware here in Rivers. I called them and said, you know what, if you've got a few minutes, can you walk me through the Christmas lights that you have? And over the phone, I picked out the new lights for our yard. I took a drive there, pulled in. They carried them out, threw them in my car. No contact, no mess, no fuss, no nothing. And it was incredible. Never been able to do that before. And for me, I loved that. And it not only helps me support and shop local, I can still do the things that I need to do for the holidays that I want to do. I just have to change the way I'm thinking about it. So I know that a lot of people are, you know, really upset that they're not going to visit with extended family over the holidays. Well, you know what? It's better that you can not do it over the holidays and visit with them in the spring than visit them with the holidays and bury them in the spring. Because that's the reality of this pandemic right now. And the holidays are just dates. That's it. They're just dates. You can get on the phone. You can get on video chat. You can do all of those things to connect to people on the day and celebrate later if you really want to. But for us, I wanted to share some of the really cool things that we are doing this Christmas, because one of the most disturbing things I've seen is how parents, and maybe you are one of them, maybe you know one of them, but how parents are actually encouraging their children to be upset and depressed over the holidays. And you may not be doing this. I want you to think about this really, really carefully. You may not be doing it on purpose, but if you are constantly reminding your children that COVID is taking away this, COVID is taking away that, they can't do this because of COVID, they can't do this because of COVID, restrictions, masks, this sucks, you are actually setting them up to be miserable and to blame something that is completely out of their control, and that's not fair. COVID is out of our control. The public health orders that are in place are out of our control, and they're absolutely necessary. And if you are still arguing about the fact that they are necessary, you know what? I can't reach you. It's been 9 months. If you are watching the fact that 10 Manitobans are dying every frickin' day, and you're still denying that these restrictions are in place, you know what? You're beyond hope. There's nothing I can do to reach you. But for everybody else who is actually listening, I want you to really think about how your words and your attitudes impact your children, because we have an opportunity here to set them up for success. We can teach them this holiday season how to be adaptable, how to live in the moment. We can teach them how, you know what, the commercial aspects, how change is not scary, how, you know, we can find deeper meaning in anything. There is nothing you can do about COVID restrictions. There's nothing you can do. And if you want to teach your children how to try to find loopholes and bypass public health orders and put family at risk, I mean, I guess you can do that. There's nothing I can do that's going to stop you. I just want you to think really carefully about the type of children you are raising, if that's what you are teaching them at a young age. How to skirt authority, how to ignore science, how to be selfish and risk other people, because that's what you're teaching them. But I digress. You know what? I'm not here to argue parenting skills. What I am trying to do is show you that how we let COVID impact Christmas is up to us. It's up to us as adults. It's up to us as members of our own communities. It's up to us as parents and spouses and children, right? You know, if our moms, you know, my mom is the one thing, I don't talk a lot about my mom. For those of you know who the history of me and my mom, we are pretty much estranged, have been for most of my life. She is in Brandon. She's close to me. I help take care of her needs and things like that. But as far as a personal relationship goes, there really isn't one. I am grateful, really grateful to the staff of Victoria Landing, who are taking absolute amazing care of my mother, because I honestly don't know if I could do what they are doing. I don't think I can. And it's been hard, just this pandemic, for my mom, who is immunocompromised. She does have respiratory issues already, and we know that if she gets this disease, she probably won't survive it. So it's been a long 9 months of isolation for her, but being at Victoria Landing has definitely helped. And the one thing that we have tried to do every single year, especially for the kids, is every Christmas, my mom comes to my house and spends Christmas Eve with us, sleeps over, and has been here to watch my kids open their gifts every Christmas morning. For the most part, I mean, I've had kids for 26 years, so I'm not saying that there hasn't been a year she hasn't been here, but lately that's the way it has been. Last year, my mother-in-law actually joined her, and it was fabulous. The kids, you know, we are the only ones with little kids in the family right now, so it carries on that joy, you know. When your kids get older, that people stop seeing the magic in Christmas, and that breaks my heart. I think because I've had little kids in my house for 26 years, I am the biggest believer in Santa Claus and the magic of Christmas. So being able to share that with them has been incredible. I absolutely love it. And this year is going to be different. Not worse, just different. So we've come up with a few ways as a family to, you know, even their big brother who lives, you know, blocks away, I've actually been doing it. If you live between us, you've seen me walking back and forth during the evenings, bringing him little things of food, because I don't know if he cooks that much. But for Christmas, it's going to be different. They're not going to be here. And that's okay. We're going to make the best of it. And when it's safe, we will do something completely different. Now, some of the things I have been doing with my kids, instead of talking to them about how, oh, it sucks that grandma and baba can't be here for Christmas, oh, you know, damn COVID, blah, 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 and making them miserable, I change the wording. And I sit there and say, you know what? Grandma and baba can't be here for Christmas. So what do you guys want to do? How do we get them involved in Christmas? How do we keep them excited? And I'm letting them come up with ideas. And some of the things that we've had, and I don't want to ruin it. I don't know if she's, if you know my mother-in-law, don't tell her this because she probably hasn't got it yet. But they started writing my mother-in-law letters, like actual letters, you know, with a stamp and everything, and drawing her Christmas pictures and things like that. And they're going to be doing that every couple days from now until Christmas and just getting excited, even if it's just coloring pages, things like that. They have actually, throughout COVID, been, they started doing, say, some pen pal letter writing with my mother in French, which has been interesting, to say the least. They write their letters in English. I translate them to French, and then they copy them in French. My daughter does her own in French. And of course, when she responds, which is getting harder for her right now because of her eyesight, when she responds, I actually take her letter that's written in French and translate it for the boys into English. And it's fun. It takes us a couple days because my French isn't that great. And it's definitely a way to stay connected. And it's been very cool. So we are doing that. As soon as, you know, we've sent them flowers, things like that, and we're trying to get on the phone and call. And that's a great way to connect. But more than that, as a family, you know, we have been basically in the house together for 9 months. I have been homeschooling since March, and it can get a little interesting. That's why I'm so grateful for this fresh air. We get outside every day. But I really wanted the kids to have an opportunity this Christmas season to understand that even if we are feeling bad that we can't, you know, get together with grandma or big brother, that there is so much out there that we still can do. And there are so many people out there that are worse off than we are, that we are so incredibly privileged. So my daughter and I have been volunteering at our local food bank. It started off monthly in the fall. Now it's weekly because the need is so great. And it has been incredible. I'm so proud of her that she has actually volunteered with our local Chamber of Commerce here. And she is helping Santa Claus with his letter writing campaign. So if you actually, and I don't care where you are, if you send a letter to Santa, care of the Rivers Chamber of Commerce, box 296, Rivers, Manitoba, Santa Claus will write your children back. Make sure you don't need a self-addressed envelope, but make sure you have your return address in there. And Santa will write back. And I'll tell you one thing, there has been nothing that has taught my daughter the spirit of Christmas and the excitement of Santa Claus than reading those letters and helping Santa return them. It's been amazing to watch. We have we have actually started decorating differently this year. We never really put up Christmas lights. If you know my next door neighbors, they are over the top amazing. It's like a magic Christmas wonderland in their yard every year. And it's so kind of overwhelming that we felt like no matter what we did, it would just pale in comparison. This year, we kind of said to heck of it. The Rivers Chamber of Commerce is having a house decorating contest, and we're doing like a tour of lights through the community where it's all safe, right? We can actually get in our cars and go for a drive with our family and look at Christmas lights. Because the weather's been so nice, you will have seen me and my family out walking in the dark about 7 o'clock at night, looking at the Christmas lights in our neighborhood. And the boys are so excited to see all of these lights. Even if, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like they look at, and it's like, oh, we've seen that one before, but they've added something. And just seeing their little faces light up, and they're like chattering like little chipmunks, and it's absolutely amazing. So, you know, there's another idea that you can be doing with your kids. And if you can't get out and walk, jump in a vehicle. You know, if you're looking for excuses to not do stuff and be miserable, you will always find them. But if you look for things to get excited about or look for different ways of doing things, they are there. I shared on my social media just the other day what I'm doing with our Christmas wrapping paper. Now, I've always had an issue with Christmas wrapping paper ever since. It's been a few years because I didn't know this, that Christmas wrapping paper is not biodegradable, right? It's not recyclable. I didn't really realize that. I don't know why, but So I've kind of always had a problem with it, but I still used it. I know that sounds very hypocritical of me, but it was like, oh, the, you know, I want the sparkly paper and I want the metallics. This year, Christmas wrapping paper is a non-essential item, and I am not going to be shopping curbside for something I probably shouldn't use anyways. So what I did is I realized that brown packing paper is an essential item. It's for shipping, right? It's the brown paper bag that, or brown paper that you get at like the post office, packing supply stores. This is an essential item for shipping, and so businesses can continue, especially during the holiday season. So I bought a whole bunch of brown paper and I started wrapping. So far I've done one, wrapping each kid a gift and gave it to them in brown paper, and they have to color their own wrapping paper. And these kids, I thought they would balk at the idea. I really did. I thought they would just think I was nuts. They spent like an hour coloring these packages, and the whole time, all three of them, so I had a 6, an 8, and a 15-year-old, all three of them sitting there chattering about what they think is in these boxes. And it's not even December yet. So I'm going to drag this on and have so much fun with this and get them so excited about Christmas morning. We've also changed how we've decorated our house inside. Usually I put up my big giant Christmas tree in my dining room. I've got vaulted ceilings. This year I didn't. I got a smaller tree and we put it in our basement with some lights, and there's no decorations on it yet because this year we are making 100% of our decorations ourselves. We've got plans. We're going to make paper chains. The boys want to string popcorn, but I've tried that before. So if you have any tips on how to string popcorn where it doesn't all just disintegrate, and let me know, because I've tried it. I hate it, but I'll try it again. It'll be hilarious. I just don't know how well it's going to work out. So we're going to make paper chains. We're going to string popcorn, maybe. One tradition that we've always had in my family, this goes back to when Jesse was just a baby and I had no money, is that I baked cookies with holes in them, like gingerbread cookies with holes in them, and decorated them, and we hung those on the tree. And it makes your house smell absolutely amazing. And watching the kids slowly pick the candies off the cookies, you know, throughout the Christmas season is pretty hilarious. So we are going to do that. We are making homemade gifts. We do this every year for our family and friends. We make homemade gifts and baskets of, you know, chocolates, things like that. We will still be doing that this year. We're going to do a self-care theme with some bath and some pampering products. And we just put baskets together for our neighbors and you know, in-laws and things like that. And those baskets we're still going to deliver, even if we have to drive, you know, Christmas Day and drop them off on a porch and wave through a window. That can still be done. We are actually, I have never done them. I'm excited to try them, but I'm doing salt clay ornaments. So we're going to make clay and we're going to make all these different shapes of ornaments, and they're going to paint them. And of course they're baked, so they're actual clay. And then I'm going to seal them. And those are going to be gifts, and they are going to hang on our tree as well. And my daughter, my artist, my beautiful artist daughter, is in charge of making the star that goes on top of our tree. The only thing she can use as a official Christmas ornament are lights. And other than that, she has to come up with her own way of doing this. So it's going to be interesting, and our Christmas tree is going to be lasting. You know, the decorating of our Christmas tree is going to last all the way to Christmas now, because it's going to take us forever to do all this. And so it's just creating this level of excitement and family, right? We're together. We're doing these things. You know, when are we making salt clay ornaments? Well, that's on the weekend when Daddy can join us. Those types of things. So we're super excited about those things. And the kids don't really realize that. They know it's going to be different. But different doesn't necessarily mean bad. Embrace the difference. How can you make it special even though it's different? Do something different. This is the time to change things up. You have the excuse. You have the excuse to change everything that you've been doing. And that doesn't mean you can't go back to the way you used to do it. No one's saying that. It just means it gives you a chance to try something out and have some fun and do things a different way. I'm waiting for it to snow so we could get out snowshoeing. I'd love to snowshoe, but not when it's cold. I hate being cold. So this weather, if we had lots of snow, would be perfect. We don't. So, you know, eventually it'll come. I'm really excited to see what you guys have in mind, what you are doing that's different. What ideas can I steal from you? I would love to hear them. So connect with me on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Butterfly MBCA is where you can find me, or on my own Facebook page, Michelle Badusky. I really want to know what it is you're doing to make this Christmas special and what ideas you have for others to create new memories. My husband and I always say that the best gift you can ever give someone is the gift of a memory. Things come and go, and he always says that I'm terrible to buy for because if I want something, I just buy it. So we've always given each other memories, trips, just different ideas like that. This year, I actually was able to source out a case of his favorite wine. This is a wine that's been discontinued and we could not get it here in Manitoba for almost a year now. And I actually found a case. It's a newer vintage than his favorite, so I hope he likes it. But I found a case in Winnipeg at DeLuca's Fine Wines, and it was unbelievable to me. They had it at my door within 48 hours, and I know I'm breaking the surprise, but it came in clear wrapped. It was on a crate. It's beautifully wrapped, but you can see exactly what's in it. So I was not going to take it out and wrap it individually. So he actually got his Christmas present early, but he's not allowed to open it. It's got to sit under the tree just like it is. And it's going to be hilarious for the next month watching him not open a bottle of this wine. That's a memory. I want to know what kind of memories you're going to make this Christmas. How are you going to make Christmas 2020 the most magical one yet? Different doesn't have to be bad. And no one can cancel Christmas unless you let them. So don't let them. Don't cancel your own Christmas because you're too stubborn to do things differently. If you want to focus on the negative, it will always be there, promise me. But try to find the positive. The excitement. You know, I'm really, one other thing we're super excited about, and I want to thank the Rivers Community Development Corporation. They are doing a gingerbread decorating contest, and the rec center is doing a coloring contest. But this gingerbread contest is going to be fabulous because each family gets to decorate their own gingerbread house and send in pictures. So, I mean, you would think my kids were like engineers drawing up blueprints for a new smart community, the way that they are trying to plan on decorating this gingerbread house. And it's going to be phenomenal and a disaster, and we're going to remember it for the rest of our lives. So I want all of these things out there, by the way, are free. If you look, there's so many different organizations, so many different places working so hard to create a sense of community, even though we're apart physically, to bring us together spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And, you know, I saw what United Way and Brandon did, Brian Podworny, you know, the Christmas sleigh that went through Brandon last night. I thought that was incredible. If you look for the good, you'll find the good. But you know what? If you look for the bad, it's always going to be there. So why bother? Do we really want to be miserable at Christmas? I don't. So share with me your thoughts and your ideas on how to make Christmas 2020 the best one yet. And stop being such a Grinch. I'll talk to you soon. Until next week, this is Michelle Badusky, keeping it real.
You've been keeping it real with Michelle Badusky. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.